Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Romeo United Methodist Church. Excuse me, my voice gives out just as I say good morning. There we go, that's better. Well, welcome, my name is Pastor Devin. I'm so glad to have you here with us to worship on this special day. So glad we can gather in God's house. And I have a few announcements to share myself and a couple others that are going to be sharing, so just give me a minute here. The first reminder and announcement I wanted to remind is the youth group. Tonight, we'll be meeting at 5:45 here at the church instead of our normal 2 o'clock time. We'll be taking a trip down to Tilson Street. We're in Romeo. We got to go to Tilson Street at some point during Halloween here. So we're going to be doing that tonight. Youth can meet here at 5:45, and we'll make our way down. Hope you can join us. Bring a friend. We're looking forward to it. Also, our pop cans for apportionments program. We could use a couple of volunteers if anyone's able to help us out. We've had people volunteering to return those cans for us. We just ask you to sign up for a month at a time. It's not a everyday thing. We're asking. It's about once every other week that if you can collect the cans from the garage and return them and help us get that money deposited. We appreciate those who have done the returns for us. And if we can get some people, we still needed November and December to finish out the year here. And then I received a call from Don Cora this week, and he was asking if someone might be able to help him and Gene out on this Friday, October 28th. Don has an appointment, and he doesn't want to leave Gene home alone while he's gone at the appointment. It's Friday afternoon from 1 to 5 p.m. If you're able to help him out, please just either get a hold of me or the church office, and we can get you in contact with Don so that we can work out the details for that. Those are my announcements. So I'm going to invite Ken's going to come forward. He has a quick word to share about the men's group.
Well, it seems like Labor Day was a long time ago, and it was, but we still have some unfinished business. The United Methodist Men's Group would like to thank everyone who helped and supported the Labor Day food booth. It was a great success. We did sell out everything. Nothing went to waste. We were able to raise, after expenses, $958. So, to you guys. So we wanted to let you know where the money is going to go. We'll be donating $350 to each of the following. The Society of St. Andrews for their hunger projects. There's a project to buy a water softener for the church. We're going to donate to that. And there's a project for new tables and for the Fellowship Hall. And we'll, again, donate $350 to that. So thanks for everyone. We wanted you to know what we were going to do with the money. And again, we're so appreciative of everybody helping out.
Thank you, Ken. Would you? Yes. Thank you to Ken and all of our men's group who made that food booth and all the volunteers who helped them out throughout that day. It was a great day and great that we can use some of those proceeds for some of our missions and ministries. And then I'm going to invite, conveniently sitting right behind Ken, is Shelley Rosso, who's going to come forward to share with us.
Good morning. Guess what? It's Operation Christmas Child Shoebox time. Woo! So this is the formal kickoff. Is everybody familiar with it? Well, let me tell you. No, don't get me going. So there are three ways to participate again this year. You can pick up a little brochure, fill your own box, complete the label, put the shipping in it, and bring it up to the altar. And it's your box that you get to send off, and we'll pray for them at collection date. You can purchase items, and if you need ideas, these will be out there. And you can put them in the donation box that'll be there, and we will get the boxes completed with items that you donated. Or if you just choose, if you're not a shopper, you can donate funds, and I will purchase items to make sure the boxes are nice and full, and then some of the youth will help pack the boxes, and we'll get them organized and ready to go. So whichever suits your fancy, those are your three options. If you have children, I have a Let's Be Friends and Things I Like form that they can fill out, and they are welcome to put it in a box, and you might get a response. Maybe. They're pretty popular right here. There will be boxes for sale if you need a box. There are cardboard ones that you fold up. The plastic boxes are on back order. Samaritan's Purse does not know when they'll get them. I got an email this week that said maybe next week. So hopefully. But for now, they have the cardboard ones, and I'll have those for sale for $1. And then all boxes are due back by Sunday, November 20th, so before Thanksgiving. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Shelley. And I know last year we can clap for Shelley for that. Thank you. Shelley has helped us with this the last few years, and last year we had quite a stack of boxes up here, 168. So guess what? I need to see more than 168 boxes this year. You know when you set a goal, I'm going to go past it the next time. So let's see how many boxes we can fill. And we do thank Shelley for her leadership of this program. And my final announcement, I have Nathan who's going to say a word.
My announcement isn't nearly as exciting as hers. But the elevator, the North Elevator, as they call it. Hadn't heard from Kevin Strausser, our representative for Cintas. And people were asking, and weeks had been going by, so I sent him an email, and I think with his tail between his legs, he emailed me back and said, "We have lost your computer board." But so they're going to replace it. He said they're going to look a little longer to see if they can locate it. Otherwise, we get a brand new one. So they're on it. Hopefully, it won't be much longer. So thank you for your patience, everyone.
Thank you, Nathan, for your leadership in the project. It's been a bit of time, but we're thankful. We are blessed that we have a second elevator, and so we appreciate that we still have a means to get up to the sanctuary, but thank you for that, Nathan. Yes, sir. Thank you for that, Dale. Dale has helped us with those returns, and he's saying Sheena's has been real good when you let them know, especially we're doing it for the church, that they take those returns without question. So thank you for that, Dale. Those are the announcements I had. We had a bit of stuff going on, which is good news. It's things we celebrate, and I'm happy for that. But now we get to worship, and I'm even happier about that. So I'm going to invite you to join me for our opening hymn as we stand together. We're going to sing number 158, Come Christians, Join to Sing. Starting line of this day, we call on your name, God of grace. As we run the race you've set before us, help us to keep our eyes on your goals, not on our own. When we falter, give us fresh strength and courage. When we are fleet-footed, let us give to you the glory. Keep us from wanting to win at others' expense or to count ourselves better than those who are at our side. Remind us that all runners are your children. In the race that you have set, each one of us is a winner because of the love of Christ. For that, we offer our thanks and praise on this day and always. Amen. You may please be seated. Our first scripture reading for today is taking us to the Psalms. It's Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This ends our first reading for today. And our choir has an anthem prepared, and I think they were messing with me when they gave me the name, because I can't pronounce it.
Dona Nobis
Pontium. Dona Nobis Pontium. I got it right. All right, well, we are blessed to have them singing for us, so I invite you to hear their special music.
Dona Nobis Pontium.
Thank you, choir. I'm glad they could pronounce it, even if I couldn't. But at this time, I'd like to invite any of the students or youth, the children that are here, that'd like to join me to come forward for our time with children. Here, let's go in the middle then. How's that? Oh, you're right, Michael. Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are you doing today? Other than bouncing your head off the pole, you're doing all right? Good. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you guys are with us, that we can have this time together today. And, you know, I was thinking, it was actually just after I finished our announcements and I sat down and I was thinking about the children's lesson I had thought about doing with you, but then I had a different thought. And our announcements time kind of made me think of it because we had a lot of things going on today. We had things that we were talking about, and the men's group talked about some of the activities they've done recently where they're going to be donating that money. And Michelle talked to us about the Operation Christmas Child. And the youth group's got an activity going on this afternoon. And just all those things that are going on. It made me think of something. And I just wanted to tell you guys this here. Because sometimes us adults, sometimes us parents, we don't always keep track of what you guys might want to do. What you guys think is fun to do or activities that you might want to do. So I wanted to tell you something. You heard about all those different activities, the men's group, the Christmas project, the youth group, and we hear from our women's group all the time. We have all kinds of things going on. That's awesome. But I also want you guys to know something. This is your church too. You guys are a part of this church just as much as any of the rest of us. I'm here to be your pastor just as much as I'm here to be the pastor of anyone else. So if you guys have activities or fundraiser ideas or fun things, keep it in the hopper for a second. If you have those things that you want to do, come talk to me. Not in the middle of worship, but come talk to me sometime. Because
yes, chocolate pudding.
So we'll talk about realistic ideas.
Pizza night?
But pizza night would be a fun thing. But if you guys have ideas or things that would be fun, things you might want to invite friends to come and do or other people from the neighborhood, I'm all for it. Because we want to do those things with you too. The adults, we plan to do fun things. Our Yaha's group, they have a party planned coming up here. But we can do other fun things with you guys too. So I want you to know that. This is your church. This is your church just as much as it's any of our church. Well, all right, let's be honest. It's God's church. But we're allowed to use it. We're allowed to borrow the building here. He lets us have this beautiful facility. So I want you guys to know that. So come talk to me. Come find me at fellowship time. Come see me sometime. If you have those ideas, and we might recruit a few adults to help us make it happen, but we can do those things. And we want you guys. We love when you help with our fellowship time and cleaning up and our fish fries and the peach, all those things made me think of you guys because you guys show up and help with those. So we want you to be a part of all those things we do. So I thank you for all your help you guys provide, all those things you show up and do. But no, we can do more. We can do all those things together, all right? So this is your church. Christ said, let the children come to me. We want the children to come. We want you guys to be here. It's your church too. So I want you guys to hear that from me. I want you guys to know that we want you. We want you to be a part of it, all right? So I'm going to say a prayer for you guys, and then I know Heidi and Leith, they have a fun time for you guys back in Odyssey, but let's just have a quick word of prayer. Dear Jesus, I do give you thanks. I give you thanks for life and activity, for all those things that are happening in our church, all the different ways we are being in ministry, being in fellowship, that we are being the church together. And Lord, I especially in this time give you thanks for these boys and girls, for the ones who are here with me right now, those who couldn't be with us today as well, Lord. I give you thanks for their presence and their participation in the life of our church, that we can continue to reach people in all kinds of different ways with different interests and different things they like to do, whether it be a chocolate-filled pudding puddle, pool, whatever it might be. Lord, we give you thanks that we can be in your house, that we can be together in your house. So, Lord, I offer this word of thanks, and I ask for your blessing upon these boys and girls as they go about their week, that we can continue to serve you, continue to love you. For we know you love us, and we pray in your name. Amen.
Right. A mosh pit?
A mosh pit?
Yes.
We'll talk about it. All right. You guys are welcome to head back, though. You guys have a good time. Should have known I was opening a can of worms when I said that. We are thankful for laughter and for those little voices in our congregation. That is a joy for us, and we take this time to lift up other joys as well as other concerns and needs we have in our lives and the lives of our loved ones in our world. And I have a number that were shared with me here this morning, so let me share these with you. The first was I did receive a word. We received word from Carol Herm regarding Pastor Trevor, a former pastor. He's feeling pretty good, but he has a lot going on internally, they said. He's going to be on IV antibiotics for the next 8 weeks, trying to get rid of the infection that's in his brain and in his heart. So Carol just asked for continued prayers for Trevor and for her, for peace of mind during this time and for healing in the days ahead. I also received a request asking for prayers for the family of Bill Radford, who passed away peacefully at home Saturday morning. Prayers for Bill's children and his family, the family members and friends as they'll be mourning his passing and traveling for those services. Received a message from Anna Benani that Lou did return home on Friday. He was able to return home after his stay in the hospital. He'll still be receiving dialysis multiple days a week, but he is home and just prayers for them in the days ahead. And I received word from Deanna Sparks that her mom, Cheryl Bittner, had her successful hip replacement and was able to make it home yesterday, I understand. She said that there was a little more damage than they expected, so it's going to... She was saying this morning, it hurts a little more than the previous procedure she's had, but they are expecting her to recover and to make a full recovery from that, so we are thankful for that. And they wanted me to thank the congregation for all the prayers. And then just this morning, I received word that Lynn Boholski is in Ascension, Rochester, right now this morning, having surgery on a broken foot. So we lift Lynn up, as she has probably gone in for her surgery just about this time, so we keep Lynn in our prayers. And then the final one, I got a message just minutes before service started, actually. And so I'm going to take the moment because he's here and we got to make sure we point it out to him that it is Brian Rosso's birthday. That was shared with me. And as we all know, if it's your birthday and you're in church, we're going to sing to you. So can we sing happy birthday to Brian? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian. Happy birthday to you. So Andrew, Audrey, that means Dad doesn't have to do anything the rest of the day. It's on you guys, all right? All right, happy birthday, Brian. Those are the joys and concerns that were shared with me before service, but of course we always take this time. We have the microphones available. If you have a joy or concern to share, please just catch one of their eyes and they'll bring a microphone to you this morning.
I have a concern or just a reminder to keep praying for those in Southwest Florida who were affected by Hurricane Ian and lost their homes or their businesses. Last week went down there and I saw it and you cannot imagine. The pictures and the news coverage do not do it justice. Those people need more prayers than anything I can imagine right now. So please keep them in your prayers.
Thank you, Shelley, for that reminder.
I'd just like to ask for prayers for safe travel for family members. My sister and her husband have been visiting here from Vermont the last 5 days. They left this morning. And my oldest son leaves this afternoon for France and Italy on a business trip. So safe travels for my loved family members.
Absolutely. Traveling mercies for those family members. Thank you, Mary Jo.
I'm going to steal the mic, too. I have a student who's coming back to school this week after having a couple weeks off from a four-wheeling accident. And so I just want him to be able to have a really successful transition back to school.
Thank you.
He's a really cool kid. His name is Xavier.
Xavier that we've been praying for. Absolutely. As he transitions back, thank you for that.
Today is my mom's birthday as well.
So. Oh, wow.
Well, you know what we do here?
We have another birthday. That means we got to sing again because we got to sing to Jen then. So will you join me in singing happy birthday to Jen? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jen. Happy birthday to you. So, Corinne, Evan, you know that means the same thing. Mom's off duty for the rest of the day. All right. Happy birthday to you as well, Jen.
Nice job, Corinne. That was awesome. I'd just like to keep Beth in our prayers, and also the Forsgren family. They were so special here, and I just hope that that they're adjusting to their new spot. And for Doug's sake, just keep all our military and first responders in our prayers. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Absolutely. Prayers for Beth Tyson and then for the Forsgrens as they've transitioned to their new location. Thank you for that.
Beth Tyson?
Continue prayers for Beth. Absolutely. Yes.
Is Jim Larimer's 82nd birthday also?
Is Jim out here? Is Jim out here today? I didn't see Jim. Okay. Well, happy birthday, Jim, as well. We got a lot of birthdays here today. Good thing to celebrate. Are there any others? Well, then I invite us to take these prayers that we've heard, the joys that we've shared, of course, but also those needs that have been lifted, those that are in need of an extra measure of prayer. Let us take this moment and lift them before our God in this time of silent prayer. O Lord, our God, we gather here in your house on this beautiful day. We gather as we recall all those blessings you've poured out upon us, those in the week that has passed, as well as those that have been poured out throughout our lives. We offer our thanks and our praise for the countless ways you move in and through our lives, showing us your love and your grace, and providing us opportunities to likewise share that love and grace with others. It is always a great day to worship in your presence and amongst our community of faith, and for that we offer our thanks. But Lord, you know far better than us that there is also deep pain and hurt and suffering that is present in our world. There are those right at this very minute who are feeling lost, alone, hurt, abandoned. Those that feel like hope has disappeared from their lives. Lord, we do our best to reach out, to encourage, to support, to be present with those who are in need. But despite our best efforts, we sometimes fall short. We fail to reach those who are feeling lost and broken. But we know, Lord, that you never give up. We know that you can reach into those dark places, even the ones that we aren't aware of. You can reach in with your spirit of warmth and light and encouragement. You alone can help those lost sheep find their way home. So, Lord, we offer our prayers today for those things that we celebrate, to be sure, but also for those people and situations that are in need. Send your Spirit, Lord. Send us also where there is need. Help us to share that love and light with the world around us. For we offer this prayer and all our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, as we join our voices together in praying this prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Invite you to again stand with me as you're able for our next hymn. It's number 408, The Gift of Love. Will you stand with me as we sing number 408? You may please be seated. We take this moment in worship, this time each week, to be thankful for the privilege it is that we have to serve, the chance we have to serve our community around us and the world beyond through our giving, through our tithes and offerings that are offered here today. We have our collection bin on top of the organ, of course, that you may leave gifts in here in person. We also have our online giving at romeoumc.com, if you prefer to give in that way. I do offer my thanks for all those ministries, all those ways that this church reaches out. We're continuing our support of Turning Point this week and their Domestic Violence Awareness Month, of course, as well. We are a church who tries to reach out into our community, and I am thankful for that, so thankful for that. So I offer my word of thanks for the collected offering here today, and let us offer this word of prayer as well. God of the universe, you were with us at the very beginning, and you will be with us by our side until we draw that last breath. And Lord, in between, we struggle through life, too often trying to find our way based on our own wants and desires, the ways of the world. But Lord, in giving to you this day, may you bless us so that we might better keep our eyes focused on you, that one day we might be able to echo what your servant Paul said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Lord, let us continue to run this race. Let us continue to keep the faith. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who loved us even to the cross. We pray in his holy name. Amen. Our second scripture reading for today is coming to us from the letter to the Colossians. It's Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. "Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This, my friends, is the word of God for all of us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Over the past few weeks, we've spent some time looking at Paul's letter to his young protege, Timothy. And over the course of these weeks, we've talked about, and some of you out there have even shared about, some of your experiences with Christ. Some of those times when you felt Christ moving in your lives. Whether it was the very first time you felt that Holy Spirit stir something up in you, or a time when Christ's love came to you as a reminder, a time of need, that Christ's love showed up in your life. We also heard Paul encourage Timothy to rekindle the gift. Rekindle that gift within him, telling Timothy to continually work to rekindle that fire that burns deep within inside him. Continue to make that fire burn. We also spent some time looking at the mentor-mentee relationship between Paul and Timothy. And in doing so, we took time to recognize and remember those individuals in our own lives, those mentors that we've had pour into us, but also those that we might be able to serve as a mentor to in our lives. Because we acknowledge that this faith journey isn't something we're called to walk alone. It's something we're called to do in community with other believers. And then finally, last week, we reflected on Jesus and his showing us how to live out God's law, how he came to fulfill God's law in our lives, how we should continue to live that law and love through our lives. And during these past few weeks, we've talked a good deal about love, something that's come up a time or two. However, like is often the case when we look into the scriptures, we have to understand what the original text, what the original translations would have been talking about, the original context of these words, these messages in the Bible, the ways they're used in the Bible. Because where we have that single word love in our scriptures, where it appears in our scriptures, in the Greek, there were actually three different words that were used for love. There was philos, there was agape, and there was eros. And so far, primarily, these past weeks, we've focused on two of those loves, two of the ways it appears. The primary being, we've looked at the philos love, that love that is the warm affection and love that exists between friends, among individuals, or among a community of believers, that friendly love, philos. If you hear that word, you might almost hear Philadelphia, which we know is the city of brotherly love. That is where that name comes from. That is what that term is. That's the love that Paul had for Timothy as he encouraged him, and that Timothy in return had for Paul. The other form that we've talked about is agape. That is the sacrificial, unconditional love of God. It's the love that not only took Jesus to the cross, but kept him on that cross that he might die for our sins. A love like no other that we can't fully comprehend. So deep, so endless, that God only could show it to us through the sacrifice of his only Son, so that we might be reconciled to God. That was the agape love. We've talked about those two loves throughout these past weeks, but we haven't talked as much about the third one, eros. And eros is most commonly known as the physical or attraction love that draws two people together. It's the love that we celebrate at weddings and anniversary parties. It's the love that we have, many of us have been blessed to witness in marriages and in times throughout our lives. And some of you know this. I think I've shared about it a little before, but for the past 10 plus years, Brittany has run a wedding photography business. She's photographed weddings during those years. And as a part of her business, she's somehow recruited me to be a second shooter. Mind you, I don't have any talent in photography, but I think it was more important that I was there as a second set of hands to help her with setup and carrying and doing that sort of thing. But it was a wonderful adventure to be on together, to get to do together over those years. And perhaps my favorite part of the job was that I literally had a behind-the-scenes look at those wedding days with the brides and grooms as they prepared and got ready for their weddings, to see them nervously preparing, to see grooms' hands a little shaking as they're trying to tighten their tie, to see the excitement on their faces as they talked about their loved one with the video crews, and especially those first moments when the bride and groom saw each other. It was always my job. I got to be right down front, and I had to get the groom's reaction when he saw his bride. It's something special about a wedding day, about seeing the love between two people, to see that eros love celebrated between them. And we likewise see the importance of this love throughout the Bible. It's referenced and mentioned many times. I mean, if you really want to get down to it and understand eros love, all you need to do is turn to Song of Solomon in your Bibles. He didn't mince any words. He celebrated that love that exists, that physical love and attraction that brings two people together. But we also see it in other places, in more subtle ways we see it throughout the Bible. Those of you who have been watching The Chosen with us on Tuesdays will remember that the very first miracle of Jesus, it occurred where? It occurred at a wedding, right? At the wedding at Cana. During that wedding, Jesus' mother requested his assistance. The bride and groom were about to be embarrassed, and she requested his assistance. And he performed that miracle. And I don't believe it was just a miracle of transforming that water into wine. Of course, that's the part we remember. But in doing so, he was also offering his blessing on that marriage. He didn't want to interrupt their celebration or have it ruined. Jesus blessed that couple and their union. And Paul also takes a number of opportunities to speak about this love in his letters. Our hymn that we sang just a few minutes ago, the Gift of Love, it's a paraphrasing of 1 Corinthians 13, if you read that scripture, which that scripture itself is probably the most used scripture at weddings I've been to. It's often read and referenced at weddings. In Ephesians, we see Paul referencing the church as the bride of Christ. That's the love that Christ had for the church, that Christ has for the church. A deep love like that present between a husband and wife. And finally, in Colossians here this morning, Paul again speaks of how we should act in love toward one another. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, he wrote. And as he continues, he encourages us, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. This binding of love that Paul speaks of, I believe it represents the presence of all those loves I've spoken of philos, of agape, and of eros. It is the binding of love in our lives, the perfect love of Christ that we are called to emulate in our world. I'm going to be honest with you, as I made my plans for this sermon series that I've been working on, these letters of Paul the last few weeks, I knew what I was going to be preaching on. I knew where I was going with it during the series, but I didn't know how I was going to wrap it all up how it's going to tie up the series as it ends this week. After all, how many times can I get up here and say, love one another to you? You've heard me say that. You've heard me say it a lot. How many more times can I say it before you just start droning me out? I was getting worried. But then, as usual, God showed up. God showed me that he had something much better than anything I could have ever planned for to wrap up this series. A better way to show that love. A better way to show that as an example right here in our midst today. Because God sent two people to talk to me. So here today you may have noticed that our place looks pretty good, doesn't it? We got some decorations out like it's almost done up for a wedding here today. And that's because it is. We're going to have a wedding here today. We're going to have a wedding here right now. Because it's a beautiful day to celebrate love and a beautiful day to celebrate a couple who wants to enter into that bond together. So we're going to recognize and we're going to celebrate love here today. And you all get to be the guests to do so. And I'm going to invite a special couple to come forward. I'm going to invite Larry and Sherlyn and those who are going to be walking with them to make their ways forward to come down and let us celebrate God's love here today. I mentioned a moment ago I was trying to figure out how to wrap up the series, how to bring it all together. And it was about that time that Larry said, hey, can we chat after service? Just need a minute of your time. Can me and Sherlyn come in and see you? I said, of course. I love to have a conversation. So they came in to see me. And as we sat down to talk, they asked me one of the questions that is, without a doubt, one of the greatest privileges I'm ever asked. They said, will you marry us? And I said, yes, of course I will, because it is a privilege and an honor to be a part of this today. So thank you for asking. Thank you for being with us today to celebrate this love, the love between the two of you, and that we can do so among family and friends. And Larry and Sherlyn have both lived and loved and lost at times in their lives. But throughout those times, God has continued to be a presence in their lives. And for that, we are grateful. God has provided them, supported them in those difficult times, and sent people to be there with them in those times. God has brought them together for this day. And for that, we celebrate, and that is what we are here to recognize. Brought them to this time of celebration and joy. And as they asked me all those weeks ago if we could do this ceremony right here amongst so many, I said, of course we can, because there's no better way to celebrate love than amongst friends and family. So friends, family, we are gathered here today in the sight of God and with all you as witnesses to bless the joining in marriage of Larry Back and Sherlyn Dean in Christian marriage. The covenant of marriage was established by God who created us for each other. With his presence and power, Jesus graced the wedding at Cana of Galilee, and in his sacrificial love gave us the truest example of unconditional love. Larry and Sherlyn come to give themselves to one another in this holy covenant today. So Larry, Sherlyn, I ask you now in the presence of God and all these witnesses to declare your intention to enter into union with each other through the grace of Jesus Christ, who calls us into union with himself as acknowledged in our baptism. Sherlyn, will you have Larry to be your husband, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will. And Larry, will you have Sherlyn to be your wife, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her, as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will. Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation, giver of all grace, bless and sanctify with your Holy Spirit Larry and Sherlyn, who come now to join in marriage. Grant that they may give their vows to each other in the strength of your steadfast love. Enable them to grow in love and peace with you and with one another all their days, that they may reach out in concern and service to the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite you to join hands before one another here as we do our exchange of vows. And Larry, you get to go first. So you'll repeat after me. In the name of God, I, Larry, take you, Sherlyn, to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. Your turn. In the name of God, I, Sherlyn, take you, Larry, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. And I understand we have some rings that we are going to be using. May I have the rings, please? Always counting the kids for that, right? These rings are an outward and visible sign of the inward and spiritual grace, signifying to all the undying love of Larry and Sherlyn in holy marriage. Bless, O Lord, the giving of these rings, that they who wear them may live in your peace and continue in your favor all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You get to go first here, Larry. I'm going to have you take that. And again, repeat after me as you put it on her finger. Sherlyn, I give you this ring.
Sherlyn, I give you this ring.
As a sign of my vow.
Sign of my vow.
And with all that I am.
All that I am.
And all that I have. I honor you. In the name of the Father.
Father.
And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Again, repeat after me. Larry, I give you this ring.
Larry, I give you this ring.
As a sign of my vow. And with all that I am. And all that I have. I honor you. In the name of the Father. And of the Son. And of the Holy Spirit. Well, we have a piece of special music that's been prepared for us to celebrate this special day. So I'm going to invite Gwen. She's going to step to the microphone and she's going to bless us with this song of By My Side. There you go.
Sorry.
And you standing by my side.
Thank you, Gwen. I'll invite you to turn towards each other and hold hands one more time. Sherlyn, Larry, you have declared your consent and vows before God and your loved ones. May God confirm your covenant and fill you both with his unending grace and love throughout your lives. And now that Larry and Sherlyn have given themselves to each other by solemn vows, with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, by the power vested in me, I announce that they are husband and wife, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let those whom God has joined together, may no one set asunder. Amen. Larry, you may kiss your bride. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pride and great happiness to be able to be here for this and be able to introduce you for the first time as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Larry and Sherlyn Beck. Please go ahead. You may have peeked in the fellowship hall on your way in this morning. They have prepared some fun downstairs for us, some treats and things. I invite you to join them downstairs for that time downstairs. I'm going to let them head down those stairs first here this morning. But may we all go this day with God's love and God's blessing in our hearts, being thankful for the love that exists among us. Let us go with God's blessing. Amen. Thank you. Please feel free to join them. Have a good one. Good, how are you?